We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says that we had Machlokes, if you're Geiris in Rav's words, Kirvei Dogim V'Ubrim, Ein Nekachem El Mumcha. One man the other said that you can't be Geiris Ubarim. Why? Because there's no eggs for non-kosher fish. The other one said, yeah, there is, just it's inside. And then the Gemara said, why you need a Mumcha? You can tell from the Simanim. Our answer is because of the Maichu. Now, the Gemara's cash like this. We have destroyed them in Biri Domasan Mekan Ubrin, and he said there's no such thing as an Ubar. So, how do you learn this price then? If no such thing as an egg, so how can you say, Vatanya, tap on base now, Vatanya, Kisimani Bates and Kach Simani Ubri Dogim, they have the same type of Simanim. What do you mean? There is such thing as an egg by a fish, according to that man, the Yama. So, our answer is, Laugh to roots the entire slide. Didn't do some, you did some surgery on this price anyway, because the price really said Simoni Dogim, and you put in the word Uber, so I'll make my own surgery on this price. Kach Simoni Kirvi Dogim. That just like a Beya has Simonim, same thing, the Kirvi, the inside, not the egg, because there's no egg, according to Vanyama, the insides of the Dogim also have a Simon. Vehechim Shkachas Besimoni Kirvi Dogim, Sheikad Vechad, which type of thing that's internal, which internal organ of the fish have like a simen of sharp on one end and flat on the other end? Meshkachas law b'shilfucha. In the shilfucha, what exactly the shilfucha? So Zog Rashi, meisha shadag shemelea ruach. So something that's full with air. So what does that mean? So the Sefer Sichas Chulin in Don Chulin on page Tof Lamavav says that what Rashi means to say is that every fish has a sack that fills up with air, and the air goes out, goes in and out. That's how the fish comes up from the water. From 100 feet down, it comes up by filling that thing with air, and it comes up through that. It's like a tube. And that makes them go up. It's like a flood sabayri, he says. And that's what we're talking about. That's the shifucha. That's one shot I saw. And other Rishayim say it means the rechem, means the base aim. Afterwards, I was talking to my chavrusa, and he said, the article said, it means a bladder. Now, definitely not Rashi's pshat, so I'm not sure where they're coming from. I didn't see this inside the article, but someone could tell me where they're coming from. Maybe it's an aruch or something, but not Rashi. Rashi is clear, shemalei ruach, that's not a bladder. That is means, that sounds like the Sichas Chulin's pshat, but in any case, the Gemara is saying is, Rashi. Huh? It's going Rashi. So Rashi says, malei ruach. So, it's full of air. Yeah. Uh-huh. Does that make sense? The first full man Mary Glyam and by human. I don't know how it works by a dog. But in any case, and I'm just telling you the Sichas Chulin wasn't out yet then, could be, but it's very geshmak of Shav and Sichas Chulin, what it means. In any case, Lemaisa b'shifucha, that's what it means, and that has a simen. So here's all the eggs. So then the Gemara says right like this. According to Rashi, mumcha means a bucky, right? Like we see Rashi over here. What do you do if you go buy the fish and you want to buy good caviar, I think it's called, these eggs, you want to buy it, and you're not sure if it's kosher or not. So it says, only buy from a mumcha, the guy's a bucky, he knows that caviar is a kosher fish. Let's say he knows mumcha there, what do you do then? My Rav Yehuda, kiven to Amar, ani melachtim, since it says that I salted it, mutarim. Which means, if the guy selling it says, I removed those eggs from the fish, and I saw the fish was a kosher fish, so then it's mutter. He's believed.
You're buying from a guy also.
But both of them, you have to have mumcha, you have to have bucky. But rather, we're talking even from a guy, because even from a guy, you're allowed to buy. And the reason is because he's scared. He's scared to get caught that he made a mistake, because a bucky will come and tell him that he got the wrong thing. Therefore, he has a mirsis. That's the chesmen of Rishonim say. It's also a mirsis. That's what he's believed. He has to actually show you the fish. He can't just say, I salted it. He has to show you. Here's the fish, and here's the inside. He passed Kataka. If he says, Ani melachtim, it's mutter. Again, we're saying the heter is because even though he's not a mumcha, but if he said, I did it myself, he's believed because a mumcha could prove him wrong and therefore he's scared to say something that's not true. It's said back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that even though chiltis, you're not allowed to buy chiltis from a guy, why? You might cut it for a tray for a knife and that makes the bleas go into the chiltis. If it's a leaf from a chiltis, which you don't cut, so that's fine. Obviously, what should be the problem? It's a vegetable. It's a spice. Well, what can I buy from them? It had some little grains attached to the leaf. Maybe the guy cut that and mixed it together with the alum. This is natural grains that got attached to the alum. It's not something that you're worried that the guy cut with a knife. The Mishnah further, the Zeisei Gluskois Hamagugol. We let a boy very soft olives from the guy. Like, so why not? Pshita, like, what's wrong with that? I've got the Rafi too, but it's very soft. And how do you make olives very soft? A lot of times, olives are very hard. We get the olives ready, we get them in our little jars, they're fine. But you ever tasted like an olive, something very chilled, that something is very, very hard. So how do you make them soft? You should put wine in it. So Mawa Tema, Chamarambu, we put wine in it to soften it. Kamash Lon, how do you machmas mishu the Rafi? This is soft because it's sitting in this little container, and the oil from the Zaysim are making it soft.
How do you know it's not soft because of the wine?
You're not chayshus. It's not worth it, but wine. Wine's expensive. And this is a pshat. How it happened by itself, you don't have to worry about that. And then it says, Rabbi Yisrael Mashloch Masurim, that if it's so soft that you pick it up, the Gemara say, Heichidom Mashloch, and Rabbi Yisrael Mashloch, the Kosha Oichsev Yadav, Ergonais Neshmetes, it's so soft, you pick it up and the pit falls out, then you know there was wine in it, because it couldn't get so soft just from sitting in the oil. It had to have wine. And therefore, if it's so soft, you have to be chayshu for wine, you'll eat it, according to Rabbi Yossi. It said vayta in the Mishnah, that ha-chagovim ha-boyim min ha-solulo asurim min ha-heftik mutarim v'chein l'chuma. I want to explain that more now. Torah bottom. Ha-chagovim grasshoppers v'ha-kafrisim is type of caper fruit. V'ha-kaflutois is leeks. Ha-boyim min ha-oitzer, if it comes from storage. U-min ha-heftik. Heftik is a lower level storage. Umin asvina from the boat is even a lower level storage. All these three cases of matarim, like Taftari speaks out, it's zu avzu. Because when they stored something, they did not pour wine in it. It's not good for it. It's going to make it spoil. They didn't pour wine in it. So anytime it comes from storage, you're allowed to buy these three things, no problem. But if karm bekatluzo, if you're buying in front of the store where he has his bucket selling it, asur, he pours wine in it. It's like, even today, a lot of times by the fruit and vegetables, they spray water at it, make it look fresh. So they used to spray wine at it, make it look fresh. So if it's in front of the store, you can't buy it from a grocery store. Same thing when it comes to wine from a guy. Now this wine was not wine, it was apple cider. Now apple cider, are we worried that they maybe mix some wine to give it more of a flavor to it? So if it comes from an oitzer, I'm heftig, I'm slul, I'm tarim, because you don't mix wine into apple cider because it won't age well. But a nimka bekatluza, but in the store they might add, you know, everyone's coming and tasting and buying something. You'll add a little wine there because you want to get a little flavor. Also, from arma yain, it's also because you add some wine. Tarim banan pamachas chosh Rebbe meyav. Rebbe one time had a stomach issue. We know the Rebbe at one point in his life had a stomach issue for a lot of years, so he had a stomachache. Omar, he says, does anyone know if apple cider is from a goy is kosher or not? Because, you know, I think it's good for my stomach. I'll tell you a story. One time my father, Rabbi Yossi, had a problem with his stomach. They brought him 70-year-old apple cider, and he got healed. So here, he wanted to know if it's mutter. Now, I told him it's mutter. Now, there's a big shayla here. L'chayri is a chayla. So is a chayla that takes something kosher or not? So it sounds like I'm here, that a chayla, that is obviously in b'yisakana, a chayla she'in b'yisakana can take a non-kosher medicine. It's a big tumult. In halacha, we come out that if someone's not a sakana, he should not take medicine that tastes good, that's usher. That means if he's a chayla shem esikana and he wants to take a gelatin capsule, does not taste good. Me'ikar adin it's mutter. Because it doesn't taste good. And therefore, and he's a chayla, he's allowed to take it. Masha inkein, if he wants to take grape Tylenol chewables, even if he's a chayla, it's a problem to take it. And the reason is because, like here, you're seeing over here that a chayla is not allowed to take something that's awesome. So the story was like this. He asked, he said, I have a stomach problem. Are you allowed to drink this apple cider? So he says, yeah, my father basically drank it. You knew that heter, you never told to me. So they went and looked for wine now. And he had 300 barrels of 70-year-old apple cider. This is Glenfiddich number 70. and he drank it and he got better. Omar, he said, Baruch HaMokon, Geloyt Zakaris Baruch Hu, Shemosai Lama L'Shoimrim. He gave over his world to Shoimrim, who took care of this for me. They watched this, this thing, like the Zakhtam HaShanil Farish. It's like a major mace. Someone who was saving it for him for 7 years. But that was the bracha he said that Mamash Hashem set up a guy 7 years ago to make apple cider just for me. Then the Mishnah ends off v'chein l'tshuma. It wasn't v'chein l'tshuma. I have v'chein l'tshuma. Rav Shesh says v'chein l'koyin achoshe limkar tshuma l'shem chulin l'fonov hu da'asa. A kohen that's choshed to sell tshuma, and he's selling his fruits and vegetables, or tvua, which is a chay, which is tshuma, and he might have gotten for tshuma. Now, if it's tshuma, only he's allowed to eat it. Now, why would he be selling it? Because if he has extra tshuma, to sell it to another kohen does not make too much money. So he's a kohen who's not the best kohen, not the biggest tzaddik. So what he does is he sells it regular. So you're not allowed to buy from him. You may be buying tshuma. So v'chein l'kayin achoshe limkar tshuma l'shem chul in front of v'daser, if it's sitting in front of v'daser. Ava bomen ha'oitzer v'na heftek v'na k'slul ha'z mutter. That's v'chein tshuma. That if he has it in storage, you're allowed to buy from him. Shaz, why? Maybe it's tshuma. So he says, why is it mutter? Because irsuse mirsis. He is very scared to sell and store so much tshuma. Why? Shava shami b'rabbanon u'mafsud l'minoy. The rabbanon are going to hear about this and they're going to make me lose it because then give me a knas. If they find out I'm selling tshuma as regular chulin, they're going to take my whole lot and be mafgir it to other kahanim or to other people because they're going to give me a knas. And therefore, it's not worth the risk. Based like this, to sell right in front of his house a stand, that'll take the risk and sell tshuma that gets caught. Okay, take it. But his whole entire silo full of stuff, he's not going to mix tshuma in there because if he gets caught, he's in big trouble, and therefore it's a hefsin. And therefore, you're allowed to buy from the oitzer. So it's just like we said, you're allowed to buy the other things like apple cider and those things from and chag avim and krifim and kafrisim and kaflutos. You're allowed to buy from the oitzer. Same thing about tshuma. You're allowed to buy min oitzer because there's a reason, a zaitik reason here that it might become be mafkered. Hadun aloch perek eimamidim beli nader.